This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. The economic stimulus package before the Senate contains about $160 billion of spending for education, more than double what the federal government currently spends. But NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports there's an ongoing debate over how the money should be spent.
Few deny that school districts in many parts of the country are hurting. But they have a lot more belt-tightening to do, says Richard Hess of the American Enterprise Institute.
Nobody wants to have pain or discomfort.
In other words, says Hess, if Congress is going to set aside $160 billion or so in stimulus funds for education over the next 2 years, why not see this as an opportunity to rid school systems of ineffective programs and bloated bureaucracies?
Those are the kinds of steps that you need cover, you need the political cover of tough times to ever take on.
Bloated bureaucracies are a myth, at least in her district, says Dr. Margaret Smith, superintendent of schools in Volusia County, Florida.
I mean, we're hurting. We are truly hurting. So for the federal government to provide funding for school districts, I think is the right thing to do. Should they micromanage that and put strings on it? No. But should we be accountable? Yes.
Smith says Volusia's budget problems began mounting over a year ago when the state began slashing education because of a $6 billion shortfall. Now, in the middle of the school year, Smith says she has to cut another $14 million on top of the $45 million she cut last fall.
And what that really means for us is a reduction of about 500 teaching positions, about 250 support positions at the schools. Services, many services cut. Next year, even worse. Many more personnel cuts.
The stories that I've heard across the country are chilling.
That's Randy Weingarten, president of the American Federation of Teachers. She says that by spring, 46 states will have cut school funding dramatically.
Things like field trips, after-school programs, those have already been cut. You're now starting to talk about things like kindergarten hours and cut back. Schools and public libraries are being closed. Public health nurses are being laid off. We need this relief right now, directly to classrooms.
But wait. Not so fast, says Richard Hess. That's just more of the same. Why not spend stimulus funds on things that will save money in the long run, like cutting-edge technologies, new data systems, and research?
Let's invest the money in ways that we're building knowledge and tools and opportunities, but not simply underwriting current expenditures.
But that's no way to deal with the problem of bare-bones school budgets, says Weingarten.
We have a crisis now, and the crisis is about making sure that we give to our kids what they need, not that somebody starts with an ideological battle. We've had 8 years of that. This is about helping now.
With the stimulus bill now going to the Senate for its approval, Republican leaders there are already balking at the latest figures for things like school modernization and construction, special education, Head Start, and grants for needy college students, just to name a few. Senator Lamar Alexander of Tennessee chairs the Senate Republican Conference.
And what has happened is we've begun to stuff programs that many of us approve of, have fought for, but this is supposed to be a piece of legislation that will help us create jobs in the next 6 months or the next year.
Job creation, says Alexander. That's what lawmakers should focus on. Alexander will propose that the $159 billion earmarked for schools be debated as a separate education bill. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.